can't imagine the world without an internet because there's so many great things you can do on it and there's not really any other way to get that much information.
Everything I do is online.
Explore the role of the internet with BBC Learning English.
大家好，我是杨丽。 欢迎网上收听BBC 英语教学新推出的专题系列网络生活 My Internet.
Hi, I'm Dermot. In this series, we are exploring the role of the internet in our lives.
We are talking with people from all walks of life to find out what the internet means to them. 互联网对他们的意义是什么?
Today, we will be asking a group of university students to share with us their experiences of online socialising.
Hi, I'm Kirsty Major. I'm 21 and a student at the LSE.
Hi, my name's Dea. I'm a politics and economics student in my third year, and I'm 22.
Hi, my name's Philip. I'm a music student in my first year, and I'm 21.
Hey, hi, my name's Nikhil Sharma. I'm a first year computing and information systems student.
Hi, my name's Tom Chambers. I'm a student in London. I study politics.
So, shall we begin from you?
Well, when I was younger, I was a bit less outgoing, so I didn't really chat to people like at school or in my village. So it's really useful to connect to people that just around the world and who I share interests with. Like, I used to have an interest in Photoshop, and it was good to be able to share digital images with them like around the world, because like there are lots of other people who didn't go out much as well, so it's nice to talk to them.
Do you find that experience rewarding?
Yeah, it's very rewarding. I actually met one of my best friends online. We posted on a forum together, and we started chatting on MSN Messenger, and we just became really good friends, and then I ended up coming to visit him. And that's a really positive experience I had from the internet.
WWW, who can live without the internet?
The internet.
I use a website called Couchsurfing, which I did in the past when I was travelling. And it was a way for me to not stay in hotels or hostels. I just stayed with people by getting in touch with them through the internet. And I made some amazing friends through that. So that's one example of like one of the amazing things on the internet. Yeah.
Excellent. How about you, Nick?
Yeah, Facebook's good because you can connect with all your like friends from primary school or secondary school. Connect with your family. I recently just found my cousin online, and before we couldn't really talk, you know, we just talk on the phone, but now we can talk like nearly all the time. We're able to organize, maybe get togethers whenever we can meet up, and you can do the same with friends. You can organize big events, like whereas before you wouldn't really be able to unless you had everyone's contact details. You just find them on Facebook and now you're able to do that. So, yeah, it's quite good.
Here I'd like to draw your attention to the use of the word whereas. What does it mean? Well, we use it to compare or contrast something with something else.
Whereas 是很有用的连接词，用来转换语气，做对比和对照。 现在可以通过网络来组织大型活动，而过去呢则不行。
You can organize big events like whereas before you wouldn't really be able to unless you had everyone's contact details. You just find them on Facebook, and now you're able to do that.
A day offline is a day without sunshine.
Everything I do is online. A day offline is a day without sunshine.
Explore the role of the internet with BBC Learning English.
Next, we'll hear from Dea about her experience.
I don't Twitter, but I definitely use Facebook and I absolutely love it. I can talk to everyone around the, you know, globally, friends and family that are away, far away, and sort of geography hasn't become a problem anymore. We don't have to worry about distance any longer. It's definitely fun. You can, you know, have events you can put out there and have everybody come. You can create your own movements on Facebook, for instance. You know, if there's something you feel passionate about, you can have a petition signed. You know, it's fun. Definitely fun.
Here we have heard the same ideas expressed in a different way. She said geography hasn't become a problem anymore. We don't have to worry about distance any longer. Geography versus distance. Any more versus any longer.
讲英语的时候如何丰富多彩呢？这就是一个很好的例子。第一句话里他用了 geography 地理，第二句话里呢用了 distance 距离来表达类似的意思，后面呢用了 any more， 接着又用了 any longer。
Sort of geography hasn't become a problem anymore. We don't have to worry about distance any longer.
I'd like to add on that my parents live in a different country. They live in Cyprus. So without Facebook, I probably wouldn't be able to stay in contact with them as much as I can.
Another language tip is how to challenge and how to disagree in a natural conversation. Listen to Lee's question and how Philip responded.
My parents live...in a different country. They live in Cyprus. So without Facebook, I probably wouldn't be able to stay in contact with them as much as I can.
How about telephones? In the past, we used to speak on the phone.
Well, yeah, you can call up, but you can only stay on the phone for 30 minutes or 40. They're very expensive, and it's much cheaper to be able to write something instead, send an email, and...With all the pictures that you put on and videos, you can keep in contact with everyone and show them what you're doing.
Philip didn't agree with Lee, obviously, but he didn't just say, no, I don't agree. That's too abrupt. What he did was giving a bit of comparison. One is very expensive and the other is much cheaper. Listen again.
How about telephones? In the past, we used to speak on the phone.
Well, yeah, you can call up, but you can only stay on the phone for 30 minutes or 40. They're very expensive, and it's much cheaper to be able to write something instead, send an email. And with all the pictures that you put on and videos, you can keep in contact with everyone and show them what you're doing.
Right.
That was Philip, comparing the use of the internet...and telephones. At this point, Daya wants to add something.
You mentioned telephones. On the internet, you have now a telephone service where you're not holding something to your, you know, to your ear, but having said that, you have Skype and VoIPstunt, which give you this telephone communicating where you can have a camera on so you can see your friends and families at the same time communicate vocally. So my sister, who's away, she's overseas lecturer, I speak to her nearly every day, every evening,camera on, and it's exactly like she's in my living room, and we just have a good chit chat, and it's great.
Daya mentioned Skype and VoIP, which is an acronym that stands for Voice Over Internet Protocol. It's a type of phone service using the internet, so it's free to call people.
Voice Over Internet Protocol 就是网络电话 acronym 就是缩写。
The internet has made the world smaller.
We connect to people from around the world instantly.
Next week, we discuss online research. Is it good or bad?
Join us again at www.bbcukchina.com. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
www. Who can live without the internet?
The internet.